We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. George Burgess is alleged to have thrown a phone onto a road during a road rage incident involving another man in Wollongong on Monday night. The St George Illawarra recruit is being investigated by police for an incident which took place at Denison Street. Burgess has moved to the area recently to resurrect his career with the Dragons after signing a 2-year deal from next season to join the club. Police confirmed they were investigating the incident. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The state's hospitals are crumbling under growing pressure from weeks of COVID outbreaks and rising cases that have led to hundreds of staffers forced into isolation. Westmead Hospital was this week put into a code yellow emergency after an influx of COVID patients pushed the facility close to breaking point. COVID arrivals at the hospital were suspended for 24 hours, while critical patients were relocated to other hospitals as management reviewed how it would cope. There were 121 COVID patients being treated in Westmead Hospital on Wednesday, with 75 people presenting there each day for COVID care. A specific short-stay COVID unit will now be established at the hospital in a bid to speed up care. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
In recent times of drought and flood, City Slickers have dug deep to support their country cousins, and now the bush folk are returning the favour. Regional residents such as fourth-generation cattle farmer Robert McKenzie are ensuring communities in Sydney's COVID hotspots are being fed with quality meat. Working with the Thankful for Farmers initiative and Cumberland City Council, Mr. McKenzie, who hails from the New South Wales mid-north coast, delivered 300 kilograms of verified premium Black Angus beef mince to one of Western Sydney's hardest-hit suburbs. And protesters who vandalised Parliament and the Canberra home of the Prime Minister have declared that the mere $20 penalties for their acts are a message from the courts to keep going with more property damage. Four Extinction Rebellion protesters were given a total of seven $20 fines by an ACT magistrate on Wednesday for causing damage to Parliament House, the Lodge and the Department of Agriculture, Water and Environment Office in Canberra this month. Protesters set off flares, superglued themselves to the Parliament forecourt, and used red spray paint to graffiti "Duty of Care" onto the pillars and wall at the front of the Canberra building. And those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.